My sister died when she was 8 years old. She was in third grade at a local Catholic grade school. She was almost nine. My brother was still in eighth grade at another Catholic grade school, and I was a freshman at Dominican High School. I was 14 at the time. And our readings talk about marriage and the union of man and woman. And certainly there's no greater loss than the death of a child. It puts stress on everyone in the family, and especially the spouses. And I'm sharing part of my story because it's a journey of healing, and it's Respect Life Sunday and Respect Life Month, and we have to remember that to respect life, we need to be healed. We all need healing in some way or another. I never realized until just this year the depth of the woundedness that that whole experience of my sister's death plunged me into. And it was through a process or through a course called Healing the Whole Person that is coming to Cedarburg again. It was at Cedarburg this summer for men only, and it will be at our neighboring parish in Cedarburg again starting later this month, October 24th, and it's for women only. And it's a series of video presentations based upon the book Be Healed by Dr. Bob Schuchts, S-C-H-U-C-H-T-S. And I think it's just one of the greatest ministries that the church has developed. It's developed by Dr. Schuchts and Sister Miriam, who, by the way, lives in the Milwaukee area now, I understand. And again, it's based on the book, Be Healed. I've never read the book, but I've gone to Healing the Whole Person twice plus. It came in April. They came in person and gave a weekend, and there was a special half a day or a day for priests that I attended, and it's been extraordinarily helpful. And I don't do this just to talk about myself. I do this so that we all engage our own story. That's the second part of what this is called. Healing the whole person, engaging your story. In other words, reviewing your life, looking back on things, and see where we've been hurt, where we need healing, where we need God to enter in more deeply and heal us. And my wound is one of abandonment. I certainly remember, I don't remember a lot about those days. And we had a few, my sister was given aspirin after trying to recover from a fever caused by chickenpox. I don't think I said this yet. And it ended up killing her. And she was one of the first cases of Rye syndrome, R-E-Y-E syndrome. And you just don't give, the way I understand it, you don't give children aspirin. You give them Tylenol. And my parents didn't know that in 1975. And they thought they were helping. And it ended up killing my sister. And I'm sure they continue to feel great guilt, maybe shame. I don't know the depth of their suffering throughout their life, even though it wasn't their fault. Not at all. They loved all of us, my brother and I, and my dear youngest sister. The part that was very difficult for me, among others, was not being able to see my dead sister's body. And I can only imagine why my parents didn't let me or my brother or anyone besides themselves view the dead body. It was a closed casket. And the painful time for me came together at the funeral home the night before for the funeral visitation, where my parents were up in front viewing my sister's dead body, and my brother and I were in the back, and we were sitting next to one another on the sofa in the back of the funeral parlor, and I just felt completely alone, abandoned, desolate. I don't even know the words to describe it. And I knew it wasn't true, but it didn't matter because it was so intense. And thankfully, I've never felt that way since. And I didn't realize that my wound is called one of abandonment. It was named in this course. And it's good to have a name for things, and then we can help bring that to the Lord and open up before God so that we can continue on a healing journey. It's been 49 years since that happened. And again, I didn't realize how deeply that affected me and how being alone or feeling abandoned, which I've had happen, unfortunately, way too many times in life and even as a priest, is hurtful, very hurtful. And my dad, for example, he healed by going to daily Mass. I believe he was in the habit of doing that 4 years earlier when we moved back to Wisconsin from Michigan. And he continued that habit and would take us to school in the morning, and my brother and I, and then go to work after daily Mass. And he also, I believe, he didn't really talk about it, I know he bought flowers for the St. Joseph altar at our home parish at the time. He did that for many years after my sister's death. I can only imagine. But of course, he was interceding with St. Joseph to be a good father. My dear mother, I know she had difficulties, and I don't remember the specifics, but I remember we had to hire a cleaning lady for a short period of time because my mother couldn't keep up with the housework. And I also remember that for a short time, people brought meals to the house, and that was very helpful. Also, what was very helpful just recently, I'm a priest of the Archdiocese, and our associate pastor at the time at the parish where my sister was in school recently called me, and I had kind of lost touch with him over the years. I knew he went to Canada, was released from the diocese to go to Canada a couple of times, and I didn't really keep in touch with him at all. And he called me and commiserated with me and shared how he helped my parents and prayed over my sister at Children's Hospital. That was immensely helpful to know that I wasn't alone. I wasn't alone then, and I'm not alone now. So those things are exceedingly important. You don't have to be a priest, of course, to stay in touch with people that you know have experienced great pain, a great loss, and who need continual healing throughout their life. There's so much more to share. Again, this is not for me, it's for you to engage your own story. And there have been many people that have lost a child. There are other ways that children are not respected. And there's healing for any person that had anything to do with something like that, with abortion. There's Project Rachel, and you just ask your smartphone about the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and Project Rachel, and they'll give you a separate phone number. It's not even a diocesan phone number, it's a whole separate phone, and they have a whole process that you go through if there are any wounds due to abortion. in your family or in you. There are also helps now, in particular, for miscarriage and for stillbirth. And the Archdiocese, through the Respect Life Office, has recently helped to make those resources available, not only for us as priests. Of course, you can contact your priest or your deacon or your pastoral associate to help point you in the right direction for these resources, because there's healing that's needed. In order to really respect life, we all need to be healed. Now, the only consolation, perhaps, that helps is to know that when my parents died, they both died in the last 4 years, 3 years, and when my brother, my younger brother, also died, that they're reunited with my sister. And of course, those powerful words in the gospel, "Let the children come to me, for they are at home in my Father's kingdom."